Now,
ladies and gentlemen,
get started. Broadcasting from the shores of the world's most beautiful beaches, this is the most talked about radio show in Bay County, the Brian Rust Morning Show. Melting down snowflakes faster than a blowtorch and doing it with a smile. Now, here's Brian Rust on News Talk at 101.
All right, welcome back to hour number three of the show. Good morning, and thanks so much for waking up with us April 18th. That is the date for the next big election in the area, and it is the municipal election. There are multiple seats in four different areas that are open right now, and one of those is the City of Lynn Haven's commission seat number one. We're continuing with our candidate interviews. Want to welcome to the show Sam Peebles, who is running for that seat, Commissioner 1 in Lynn Haven. Sam, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for coming on. I do appreciate it. So, Sam, let's start off by letting you tell people who you are and why you are actually running for this seat.
Well, I'm running for the seat because my grandparents lived here, my parents lived here, I live here, and now my kids live here. I love Lynn Haven. I saw Lynn Haven get built up from the time I was a child. And in fact, I joined the Air Force as I became an adult, but my wife and I knew that we wanted to come back home because we loved it so much. And I've come back and I've seen things happen. And I just feel like the tool set that I have, I can be a good essential piece to help this city reach its full potential. I have background in risk management, so I can help with things like flooding, which has been a huge issue here in Lynn Haven. And I pride myself in being available to people. Like when I'm an adjunct at the college, and one of my main selling points to them is, listen, I'm here for you. You come talk to me, and I'm gonna work with you. And I think that, you know, our commission, you know, they get busy and they have things to do, but I want to be that person that can be available at all times whenever anyone needs me, and I can be a liaison between, you know, our leadership and the citizens. And I think I can do a really good job with that.
All right. Fantastic. So you talk about your skill set. Let's talk about that, because Lynn Haven obviously is a not only a growing city, but a regrowing city after Hurricane Michael came through. And obviously the city of Lynn Haven has had some serious issues when it came to transparency and trust and, you know, just overall image when it comes to our politicians. So what kind of tool set do you have that you could actually put to good use as the commissioner in seat one for Lynn Haven?
Well, first of all, I'm not connected to anybody. So that what that means is I'm truly just doing it as a servant. And so I just want to be here to help people. And the skill set that I bring, I'm very big on social media. Like I do podcasting and blogging and all that stuff. And so I know how to connect to the people. And I think that with that's just another way to communicate with the citizens. There's a lot of times that I talk to citizens and they'll say, oh, well, why isn't the city doing this? Why isn't the city doing that? And I'm like, well, I mean, actually they are. They're doing this and they're doing that. Or the city's doing, you know, like the city's doing this. I can't believe they're doing that. And like, yeah, well, let's talk about this, you know? And I think that, you know, as long as you're kind with the people, and you really talk to them and get down and figure out how they want to be talked to and really communicate really well and be transparent about things. Because that's the main thing, is we're dealing with their money, right? You know, as much as we want to talk about it, we have money coming out of our paychecks that go towards helping Lynn Haven. People want to know that that money is spent properly. And the best way to keep people happy is to communicate with them in a very good way. Of course, there is going to be things that people disagree with. That's why new people get voted in all the time. But we need to have the best possible communication. And on top of that, I need to ensure that those dollars that are being spent are spent efficiently on things that matter. We need to look at the priorities. What are the priorities? Knock out what isn't a priority so we can get priorities fixed. Because, you know, we are still rebuilding. It's been almost 5 years since the hurricane. We still have some rebuilding to do. We need to ensure that the money is being spent the way that it's supposed to be spent, and the citizens need to know where it's being spent at, because there's a lot of misinformation that's been spread around throughout the past few years, and that's made a lot of people angry, and we don't want that. We want people to know exactly where their money's being spent And we need to be good about communicating because, you know, it might be out there on a website somewhere, but if the people don't know where to go to get that information, they're going to feel like they're being lied to, even if they're not. So yeah. We need to make sure that communication's good, efficiency with funds, and be transparent about it all.
Yeah, absolutely, because that does seem to be one of the problems that there's always this disconnect between government and the people when it comes to things being done, because there's always been a lack of communication, and that's a great thing. You know, hopefully that'll work out for you. We're talking with Sam Peebles. He's running for the Lynn Haven seat number one in the municipal election. Sam, let me ask you this. What do you think is the biggest issue that Lynn Haven faces right now, and how would you go at it, at repairing that issue?
You know, Brian, I've knocked on close to 600 doors, and I've talked to a lot of people. And I would say it really depends on what section of Lynn Haven you talk to. Over on my side of town, number one, without a doubt, is flooding. And it's not just flooding, it's standing water. So there are ditches all over our city that there's standing water. And I know that, you know, we have the tax coming in to get money to fix flooding. But I do think that with me being able to go in there and help with figuring out where the money needs to be spent, because that's the big thing about risk management, is it's not only figuring out that there's an issue, you need to figure out what the best way to spend the money is to fix the issue. And that's what the city's in the process of doing, and I'm hoping that coming in, I can help expedite that process, because I would say without a doubt, out of probably 70% of the people I talk to, the number one issue is flooding. And number two is people are worried about the police department being disbanded. But we do know that that's not happening. The mayor has said that that's not happening. But like I said, that kind of goes in hand with communication, because there's been a lot of people that have asked me about that, and they don't know that it's not being disbanded when it's not. So that's been another issue. That's been number two. So really it's been number one, flooding, and number two, the disbanding of the police department, which is not happening.
Yeah, communication is always a big key. Let's talk about business for a second. Obviously, Lynn Haven is growing. Obviously, it is rebuilding from Hurricane Michael still. And we're seeing a lot of great new developments that are happening in the city. But what are some of your thoughts on, you know, helping business to grow in Lynn Haven and to attract more business into Lynn Haven? What are some of your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, because that's one of the reasons I really wanted to start running, is because I've noticed that we get businesses, but they're not unique. You know, we get more gas stations, which is a good thing, but we get things that people can just go over to Panama City and go to anyways to go to the beach. I want to incentivize local, unique businesses that will come to Lynn Haven, because when you do that, you have Lynn Haven citizens spending money at those businesses. You have people coming from Southport to come to those businesses. You have people coming from Panama City or even as far as Callaway to come to these businesses if they're unique. And if you do that, then you're bringing in money that stays here in Lynn Haven, because you're incentivizing local businesses. And one of the things we need to do is we need to take away some of these restrictions to these local businesses. I have some friends that own businesses here, and it's very hard for them to be successful because there's a lot of rules that just don't make sense that are applied to their business. And it makes it very hard for them to continue their business or to start a business, because there's a lot of these, you know, codes and stuff that just don't make sense for a small business. And so they're not able to, you know, make money. And if businesses can't make money here, they're not going to stay here. And we need to find a way to incentivize those businesses to come to Lynn Haven, unique businesses that will draw customers from not just Lynn Haven, but from surrounding cities as well.
Gotcha. So what type of incentives would you have in mind to help out the businesses and to attract new businesses?
Well, one, we need to take away things, some of the ridiculous codes, like if you have a plant in your front yard, you are required to have an irrigation system. I mean, come on, it's a small business. If their plant dies, that's on them. You know, if they lose customers because their plant in their front yard dies, okay, they lose customers and then they leave. That shouldn't be. That's a little bit of an overreach, in my opinion. As far as incentivizing them, I know there's some plans in place already for lowering taxes for new businesses, but I would like to do a specific incentive of lowering taxes for unique businesses. So like if there's a specific type of business that comes to Lynn Haven that is not within, you know, a certain square miles, you know, one that's not in Panama City, one that's not on the beach, specifically incentivize unique businesses, because that's what's going to draw more customers specifically to Lynn Haven.
All right. What about parks and recreation? That seems to be a big one that we hear a lot of people talk about in Lynn Haven, and things for families to do to be, you know, more family friendly. What are some of your thoughts on continuing Lynn Haven to be a family friendly place and focusing on families? What are some of your thoughts on that?
Oh, yes, I absolutely love that about Lynn Haven. It's one of the reasons why I live here. I mean, when you think of Lynn Haven, you think of the beautiful parks. You know, you think of a family-friendly, beautiful parks, place for your family to go and enjoy the parks. I think it's great. I want to continue to do that. Like, Sharon Sheffield Park has become a place where there's been tons of events that the cities have put on, and they've done an excellent job of it the past few years. And as long as the money is spent properly via grants or overhead funds that we have gained from some way, I just really want to make sure that the funds specifically are spent the right way. If the funds are spent the right way, then yes, the parks are amazing. The events at Sharon Sheffield Park and other parks have been fantastic. I mean, you just look at some of the events these past few years, and Sharon Sheffield is packed with people. And so obviously people love it. And so as long as we can use the funds properly, then I want it to continue, because it's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. Sam Peebles, you're running for the Lynn Haven commission seat number one. How can people get in touch with you and find out more about you? Should they want to support your campaign or just find out more about you?
Thanks for asking. I have a Facebook page, which is Sam Peebles for Lynn Haven Commissioner Seat 1. You can just search that and you'll find it. I also have an Instagram as well, if you prefer to use Instagram with the same name. Those are probably the best ways to contact me. You can also email me at peebles4lh@gmail.com.
All right. Awesome. And of course, everybody should know that you can go to bayvotes.org, where the contact information is also there. And you can see a little bit more about Sam as well. Sam, good luck with the race. Obviously, you got a couple of competitors that you have to deal with as well. The election will be coming up on April 18th, a little bit before that. Sam, thanks so much for coming on and talking about your campaign, and best of luck.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Have a fantastic day. And there you go. Sam Peebles, he is one of the candidates that is running for the Lynn Haven commissioner seat number one. Also, Joe Brown and Brian Gray also going for that seat as well. Both of them will also be on the show. We got, I think, this week. Hang on, I got to look the schedule. I'm so bad at this. Joe will be here on Wednesday. Brian Gray will be here on Friday, so we'll hear more about them for that. It's important that we get out and vote in these municipals. Very important. Hang on. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is the Brian Rush Show. You're listening to News Talk at 101. Good morning.
C&G Sporting Goods is the Panhandle's legendary hunting, fishing, diving, and more store. You're